the facility was there, but you wouldn't have been there for anything MPSCS related. They were Collins Road at that time, yeah. I like that facility a little bit. But this one's nice, too. Hell, it's a ghost town now. Everybody works on the road or remotely. So used to be I'd go there and then, you know, I'd go early and go upstairs and see the guys in the NCC still manned. All the guys are there, but see the guys in the NCC, go visit the guys in the RPU, check out, you know, see the guys, the engineering staff. So it was always a nice field trip whenever I had to come out here. But nowadays you walk through hell, you have a hard time finding anybody can there. So they're all working remote. So not quite as much, not as productive to come out early or stay late as it once was. But, yeah, they moved it. Probably, you're right, probably after, in fact, Warren's first system was, their first trunk system was 92, and it was that analog one that you were familiar with, then the 6809 base system. When they upgraded to a P25 system, the state was courting them, but at the time, the state was, it just didn't work, you know, the way they needed it to, so they did their own. So you were gone a year or two, and it started off, that project started off at Collins and ended at Diamonddale. So, yeah, so you would have been gone a couple of years.